Hi, this is Annie Peake, and I'm joined today by my colleague Olivia Doyle. We're international student advisors at Swinburne University, where we provide assistance to international students. We've developed a support program for international students considering working in the food delivery industry, and also for those already involved in the industry. The program is designed to help international students with road use, personal safety, workplace rights and responsibilities, and maintaining a work-life-study balance. Food delivery work is a relatively new type of work, and there are some challenges in terms of getting involved in the industry. So our aim is to ensure that students doing the work stay safe and comply with the law. The full food delivery training program is designed to be run by international student support staff at education providers across Victoria, either as a webinar or workshop. We've developed 4 podcasts as an introduction to the full training program to give you some introductory insights, and will be available to education providers via Study Melbourne or Swinburne in December 2020. This podcast focuses on personal safety. We're joined today by Utkarsh, a recent Swinburne University Masters of Construction Management graduate, who's been doing food delivery work alongside other part-time jobs since he arrived in Australia 2 years ago. Utkarsh is going to share with you some of his food delivery experiences and, along with Olivia, give you some tips for keeping safe, as well as letting you know about important laws and support services available to you. So over to you, Olivia.
Thanks, Annie. When we were doing some research for this program, we surveyed over 100 international students, and they did identify that personal safety was an area of concern when doing deliveries. Doing food delivery work's not just as easy as signing up, signing in for your shift, and hopping on your bicycle or into your car. You can encounter challenging situations, and we know from speaking to students that there are issues with things such as fatigue, so balancing study, work, looking after yourselves, and fitting in some social life. Challenging customers. As we said, they're not all families getting takeaway dinner on a Friday night. There are also potential for work injuries. What equipment do you need? And understanding Australian laws in relation to things like car roadworthiness, insurance requirements, and so on. First of all, let's talk about fatigue. Students involved in food delivery tell us it's hard work managing Melbourne's varying weather with its 4 seasons in one day can be very difficult. Utkarsh, I know you've been involved in food delivery for the past couple of years and you're balancing it along with some other jobs. Can you tell us about some of your experiences with fatigue issues that you've encountered doing the food delivery work?
Thanks, Olivia. Bicycle driving has been one of the hardest parts for me in terms of food delivery, and I do get fatigued with that kind of job. There was this one time what happened that the day was around 42 degrees Celsius, and I was doing delivery work in Frankston, which is a bit far away, but it took me around 1 hour to get there, and I worked for 4 hours in those hilly areas. Then I had to ride home, and I was completely exhausted and might have gotten a severe heat stroke. And my courses are from Monday and Tuesday, which is a bit hard for me to balance, but I can manage it. And I did feel the pressure of having no social life and working all the time.
Well, Kash, I know you're a hard worker, but 42 degrees and working for 4 hours and riding there and back, that's amazing effort. No wonder you were exhausted, but that's certainly not ideal.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. All right, we've looked at the feedback students gave us in our research, and some of these topics are actually covered off in our training program, so we can give you some good tips. But did you know that lack of sleep is a factor in 1/4 of traffic accidents? And being awake for 17 hours is like being over the legal alcohol limit of 0.05. So the day you worked with Kush, you were probably in a pretty bad space if you're thinking about safety.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. The module gives you some useful tips on managing that work-life balance, but the most important things to remember are having time for sleep and breaks, not being on call all the time, so not just focusing on when am I going to get my next bit of work, and making sure that your work and studies are balanced and having time for some fun stuff, like catching up with your friends. Let's look at challenging customers. Students tell us that they do encounter difficult customers. You're not always delivering to a family, as we said, who are looking for takeaway dinner one night. You might encounter people who are impacted by alcohol, drugs, or are just plain abusive. Well, Kash, I'm not sure if you've experienced any challenging customers that you have to deal with that you want to share a quick story about.
Yes, Olivia, I have faced those customers as well. So there was this one time that I was doing a bicycle delivery in Botanical Gardens. So the person texts me and asked me that was I walking in a sarcastic way because the delivery took me a long time from getting to from the restaurant. And I also had friends with me who were doing the same delivery jobs and were blamed by the customers for food being open, not sealed properly. And it wasn't the fault for the drivers. It's the fault of the restaurant who didn't pack it properly. However, he kept his cool and calmly advised the customer that if there's any issue, they can report it and receive their credit.
That's good. And look, yeah, you're right. It is difficult. And you are often the face of the delivery system. And as a driver, that can really happen. You can find yourself getting blamed for things that are beyond your control. Our number one tip when dealing with difficult customers is to always prioritize your own personal safety. Make sure you're familiar with your delivery platform's safety measures. Be prepared to leave the location and return to a well-lit public area if you are feeling threatened. And don't hesitate to call police on 000. Police in Australia are friendly and helpful, and their priority is there to look after the public. If you're concerned about what's occurred, make sure that you speak to somebody, maybe your education provider, for some more support and guidance on how to handle the situation. In situations where customers are making complaints, as Utkarsh said, always remain polite. I think it's important to listen and explain they can make complaints direct to the restaurant, but don't engage in any extended conversations, which might make things more difficult. Now, another area that we're going to look at is equipment. Having the right equipment for food delivery work is also important. A lot of students deliver food using bicycles or motorbikes, and we know that students are having accidents with varying levels of severity. In fact, we are aware of one student, unfortunately, who lost his leg as a result of an accident, and another student who both broke their arms delivering. So, Utkarsh, I know you've delivered food using both bicycles, motorbikes, and even cars. And I think you might have done some pedestrian work as well. Can you tell us about your experiences with these different forms of transport? And in terms of personal safety, what are the things that you think students need to be aware of?
Yeah, thanks, Olivia. So for that, for bicycle deliveries, it is important to have a safe phone mount so that it can hold your telephone and not you don't have to hold it in your hands, obviously. And always check your tail light as well as your front light, so as to make sure the battery is operational and they're working properly, because in the night it's important. And always wear your helmet and keep your food bag with you. During my Uber Eats delivery, we didn't have high visual jackets, but yes, it is important to have high-vis jacket because it provides a clear vision for other pedestrians and other people who are using the same road.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, there's some really great tips. And I know I've seen students doing the food delivery and sometimes they're wearing all black and it's just so hard to see them at night. Now, car safety and insurance is really important too. Unfortunately, we do hear from students that there are issues with cars not being considered roadworthy and then getting into accidents. Utkarsh, have you had some experiences with understanding roadworthiness and insurance?
Yeah, for car, it has to be roadworthy and needs to be properly insured with the company. So before going onto road, I always check the car's tire pressures and check on the headlights to make sure they're operational. And this, even though with all the safety checks, accidents can happen on road. And I was involved with this accident that I was rammed by the rear side from another driver. And our first priority was to make sure that we park our cars on the side. We exchanged our details and I then contacted my insurance policy and let them know that the car accident had happened and I described all the events. So it is important to make sure your car is roadworthy and it has to be insured.
Gosh, that sounds like you handled that situation pretty well. But yeah, it's really stressful being in a car accident and expensive as well. But there are also expenses around keeping your car roadworthy and insurance isn't cheap either. So you need to factor all these things in. So this training module gives lots of useful advice on the equipment, including information on being involved on being a motor vehicle user in Victoria, which is very important that you understand all these details. The modules also give you insight into your rights if you're injured in the workplace under Australian occupational health and safety laws. So that's a quick summary of our module.
Thanks so much, Olivia and Utkarsh, for those fantastic insights into the personal safety module, which is part of the full food delivery work training program available for all international students. So ask your education provider's international student support team about participating in the full program. The training program has been funded by the Victorian State Government under the 2019 International Student Welfare Grants Program, which is administered by Study Melbourne. The program has been developed by a consortium of partners, all with a mutual interest in international student wellbeing. These are Fit to Drive Foundation, who run pre-licensed safety programs for young people, JobWatch, Employment Rights Legal Centre, DACORD, Occupational Assistance Services, Employee Assistance Providers, and International Student Advisory and Support, Swinburne University of Technology. A reminder that there are three other short podcasts that you can listen into that will give you some tips on road use, workplace rights and responsibilities, along with how to maintain balance in your busy lives. Thanks for listening.